Hi, everybody. We know that right now we are on Wednesday night here in the Kotel in Jerusalem. The portion is the portion of Korach. And we know the whole idea of Korach was the whole disagreement that he had with Moses. And the idea that we explained that basically it was a war between the Levite. Everybody was below to the Levite. And the Zohar explained that basically what was the argument about? The Zohar write about Korach that he was radaf achar she'eno shelo. He was chasing something that not belonged to him. And the Zohar explained when somebody chasing something that not belong to him, even what's belong to him disappear. Arodef achar she'eno shelo, gam ma she'shelo, unfortunately, even what belong to him has to go away. And that's exactly what happened to Korach. And the idea, what can we learn from that as people? The Midrash, the story telling us that when Korach challenged Moses, he was asking him two questions. One question, he said to him, "Bayit shekulo sfarim, a house that's full of books, that it needs mezuzah." Second question, he said, "Talit shekula tchelet, ayim tzricha chut tchelet? Is it need one string of blue?" Tchelet mean blue. But of course, I'm not going to go to the details as Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein explain the details of everything. I would like to go to the more, why did he challenge Moses? And why did he challenge his leadership? And the idea, the challenge of Korach told Moses was about that he told Moses, if a person is full of books, being full of knowledge, does he still need mezuzah? Does he still need emunah? Does he still need a faith? Does he still need to have certainty in the Creator? And the tchelet, the talit, mean if a person is totally a believer, does he still need knowledge? And for both questions, Moses answered to Korach, absolutely yes. And we need to understand this question. Why did Moses answer Korach to both questions? Yes, absolutely yes. And it's very, very simple. Because our spiritual knowledge, our Torah, the way we understand things, we need to understand there is two ways. One way called the emunah, the certainty, the belief system. And one way it's called the knowledge, the yeda. We need both ways. It cannot be just yeda, it cannot be just knowledge, and it cannot be just a belief. We need both ways. If a person just ever believe, one day he will not believe, so you're going to fall apart. If a person just have a knowledge, then as the Zohar in Tikkun HaZohar, right, he will become Atar Yavesh. Like Bereshit, the same letter as Atar Yavesh. Person get dry out because there is no warmth, there is not real emunah. A person has to mix yeda, knowledge, together with emunah, together with certainty. When a person have both way, then he has a way to make it. So when Korach challenged Moses, and he's telling him, "Bayit shekulo sfarim, a house full of books, need a mezuzah, or talit shekula tchelet, need still a string of tchelet," that was actually the challenge, to mix knowledge together with emunah. Now, what can we learn from that as people, as simple people like us? What can we learn from that? Many times we get jealous. Why we get jealous? Where is the kin'ah? Where is the jealousy come from? Well, we see somebody has a better life. And we think the Creator, God, in heaven, forget about us. All of a sudden, we forgot about us. He got a better car than me. He got more money than me. He got more kavod than me. And I said, it's got to be a mistake in heaven. I got to correct it. No. I mean, the Creator is everywhere. When we get jealous, it's not about getting jealous from another person. The punishment of jealousy is jealousy itself. If I'm finding myself get jealous from another person, it's not because jealousy from a manners point of view is bad. No, it's because at that moment, I'm losing faith. I'm losing certainty in the Creator, in God. And the person has to make himself strong all the time to go back. I know that there is a reason for everything. I know that the pain I'm going through, for I do everything and I got nothing. This guy doing nothing and he got everything. There is cheshbon, there is calculation. There is exactly how it's supposed to go. Korach, I have to say, in the end, when the earth opened and Korach fell down, he says something beautiful, and that's why he did tshuva. It says that Moses is real. Okay? The Torah is real. The Torah of Moses is real. Because he was capable to understand in the end of his life that everything that he was suspicious of was wrong. That he realized Moses didn't come up with that idea to become a leader or to make his brother the Kohen. It was everything, the system, how the Creator exactly wanted. What we want to get from it especially this week, especially this Shabbat, Shabbat Korach, is to get into a place that we get along with each other. Because after Cain and Abel fight, what happened to Cain and Abel? Cain, according to the Ari, the letter Kuf of Cain been going later to become Korach. The letter A of Moses, according to Rabbi Isaac Luria, become the A from Abel into Moshe. So basically, the two brothers keep meeting each other, and they're going to meet each other. Rabbi Akiva, again, Cain, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Abel, the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Isaac Luria, Abel, Rabbi Chaim Vital, Cain. It's going to come down from a point of Gilgulim, from a point of reincarnation, the same thing. But we got to find a way to get along with each other. Abel from the Abel HaPeh, the way we speak, okay? Cain is Yadayim, is how they work with the hand. We need to learn to get along with one another. We're looking at the temple, we're looking at, unfortunately, what left. It says that the temple will be destroyed 2 times. And the 2 times the temple will be destroyed was Tisha B'Av. And it's soon going to be between Shivasar B'Tamuz, 17 of Tamuz till Tisha B'Av. What happened to us? We couldn't get along. Why we couldn't get along? For all the right reason. Somebody hurt you, somebody stole from you. Well, we always have a reason. We all have a reason why to get jealous or to get upset. The Ari HaKadosh in Shara Gilgulim write like that. He write that there is 3 people that come back with you in a Gilgul, in a reincarnation. How do you know that person is come with you from another lifetime? Either you love them for no reason, either you hate them for no reason, or either you get jealous of them. Kina, Sina, Ahava. And the idea, we are in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. We know there is 4 Ari HaKodesh. We have Yerushalayim, we have Hebron, we have Tzfat, we have Tveria. This is Ari HaKodesh. This is Yesod Shel Esh. The fire can be a fire of hatred or jealousy, or it could be a fire of love. We got to work on ourselves to find the good in one another. As the Baal Shem Tov said, to find the good in one another, that's the ultimate goal. And when we cannot find the good in one another, that's when everything starts to fall apart. The Baal Shem Tov work on the heart of people. The Ari HaKadosh work on the brain of people. We need to get to a place that we see the good in one another. And it's very difficult sometimes when somebody hurting me to see the good in the other person. I want to wish all of you watching it just Shabbat Shalom. And we're getting into Shivasar B'Tamuz, so forgive each other. See the good in one another. And all the best. Thank you.